blinded so he could see. Wait, what? I have met them, so have you. Know-it-alls. Sometimes people are so committed to how they see things, so convinced they are right, it takes something very dramatic for them to see things as they really are, for them to know and acknowledge truth. This is that story about a know-it-all guy. You may be familiar with this part of his story, but as you consider it today, perhaps God will show you something to encourage you or cause you to think differently. The details in this dramatic narrative in Acts chapter 9 are particularly interesting and reveal just how committed Saul, you know, the guy present at Stephen's stoning, then dragging men and women off to prison for their Christian faith, that Saul, he will do whatever it takes to protect Judaism and get rid of the threat that the followers of the way pose. For him, it is a matter of duty to God to squash the movement wherever it spurts up. He secures permission to go all the way to Damascus to apprehend these Jesus followers, a distance of about 150 miles. Now, do not lose sight of the fact that the new believers have just spread out from Jerusalem due to the intense persecution they are under following the stoning of Stephen. Saul is in hot pursuit of them as he sets out on the arduous journey to Damascus. It is on the Damascus road that Saul has an encounter with Jesus Christ that he cannot deny, an unbelievably radical conversion experience. Why Saul? Why would God pursue him this way? Saul's background made him the perfect candidate to champion Christianity as it spreads throughout the Mediterranean lands. And second to Jesus, Saul, who we will mostly call Paul after the Damascus Road, is surely the most remarkable human being who ever lived. Consider his early life, born to a strict Pharisee father and trained as a Hebrew of the Hebrews, born in Tarsus, a city that teemed with commerce and power. Young Saul observed the ways of Roman soldiers, as well as businessmen who came and went through his city. Like all young Jewish men, he learned a trade. In his case, tent making, the principal trade of Tarsus. However, it became clear early on that Saul's keen mind and serious disposition suited him well for training as a rabbi. Such training was in Jerusalem. So at about age 13, Saul began his rigorous studies under Rabbi Gamaliel. Therefore, he was very well versed in the scriptures and also an articulate communicator, evidenced by his writing in 13 of the New Testament books. This visit from Jesus is so unique, so very unusual. Saul, probably riding on a donkey, when a bright light surrounds him. How bright would it have to be since it was already midday? Really bright. Knocked to the ground, he hears the question from Jesus. Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? He thinks to himself, can this possibly be Jesus of Nazareth? His disciples said they saw him again after he was crucified, but of course I didn't believe the zealous fools. And then, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. Yeah, so what do you want from me? Get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. As Saul stands up, he realizes he has literally been blinded, not just by the bright light. Think of it, Saul's physical sight taken so he could be alone with himself and Jesus' appearance to realize he had been in great error in his view of Jesus. His eyes have been opened spiritually, but in the process, he is physically blinded. Who could have possibly predicted that Saul would someday return to Jerusalem wholeheartedly devoted to the cause which he had sought to destroy. Go into town, and you will then be given next steps, Jesus told him. Ah, the obedience thing again. Blind Saul goes into Damascus, entirely dependent on his men to guide him. He, who has always been totally in control, is in darkness for 3 days. And interestingly enough, from this time forward, he will be totally dependent and joyfully submissive to the same Jesus he had so strongly reviled. Has there ever been such a conversion? Think of it. If God could change the arrogant, hyper-religious, self-righteous heart of Saul, he can change anyone. Do you believe that? Who have you given up on? Do not stop praying for those you know whose hearts are far from God, my friends. In fact, you might pray, as I often do, asking God to step into my loved one's path just as he did Saul's. God's plans for us are good, and he is always at work, even when we don't see it. Listen.
Yeah, I like it easy, but that's not how it's been. I'm at the part of the movie when the good guy might not win. Did I take a wrong turn? Why do you have me here? I want that happy ending, not this one where I'm in tears. Yeah, we both know. If it was up to me, there'd be no gravel roads, no wounds, no blisters on my soul.
Trust him with everything.
If he was up to me,